Rid yourselves of all the malice or deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good,
as you come to him, the living stone, who is rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also were like living stones, are being built into the spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For the scripture says,
"See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame."
Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe,
the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone.
And
a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall.
They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Thank you all. Give them a clap. The importance of Jesus in our lives, and uses the words of Isaiah and calls Jesus a chosen and precious cornerstone. I wonder if any of you know what a cornerstone is. Well, I like building things, and I want to try and illustrate that now. And we're going to build something. I want a couple of volunteers to come and build the biggest tower we can build. Wendy has started off for you. We're building on the front here. So someone who likes building things, yeah, come on. I don't know that you're going to be... Paul, we might need the steps, I think. Yeah. Hopefully we can build it big enough. Someone else to help us too. Maybe a dad who's quite good at building things. Any volunteers? No, round the front, Paul. Come on, we need a bit more help. You've only got a minute and a half to build this, and it's taking Wendy a minute and a half to sort out the foundations. There we are. There's your foundation. So let's start building. Where are the bricks? You need some bricks, don't you? Start building as quickly as you can on top of that foundation, not with those ones, with that one.
Come around here
and build on top.
That's okay.
Come on, quick.
As tall as you can.
That's it. Higher and higher.
That's good.
Don't knock the table.
Two more here. There we go.
rocking a little bit.
I think we better stop. We're going to get to.
Yeah. Let's just stop. I think that's probably big enough to illustrate, isn't it? Now, if you come to the side. Now, one of those blocks, trust me, is the cornerstone. And I just wonder what you think might happen if we take that cornerstone out. Do you want to take one of them out? Wendy will show you which one. Now, this is a special brick because that's what we're building our lives on. We're building our lives and our trust and our hope on Jesus. Now, I want to show you a picture of a cornerstone in a building. Jeremy, if you've got slide one. Here, here's one, a nice big stone, and it's helping to set the line and the level of that building. From a corner like that, you can point it in the right direction along the front and along down the side. If it's nice and true and upright, then it helps that building to be built upright too. So it's very important that it's a stone that's both strong and stable. It's not got any cracks on it. It's very firm, something we can build on. And that in a way is what Peter's saying in this passage. He talks about us, God's people, being built into a spiritual house, the church that's built on Jesus. Perhaps we could have the second slide, Jeremy. And this actually is where our friends are in Condo at the moment. It's when we went out there in November. And it's looking, we're used to seeing stones like this, sort of equal size, they're blocks. And it's an illustration I have used before, that we're blocks and we're being cemented together to have that relationship with each other through God's love. And that's like the mortar in between. I think a better picture is rather like my third illustration that perhaps, Jeremy, you can show now. You see, there's a big block down in the corner to set that wall out from. It's a dry stone wall. I don't know where that is. It's probably up in Yorkshire or something like that. But you see, there are also lots of other stones in that building, all different shapes and sizes. And it's not a particularly good illustration, but if you looked on the ground, there's a hammer and a chisel there because there are bits and pieces that need to be knocked off of some of those stones in order to place them in the right place. And that's a little bit like God having to work on our lives, chipping bits off that don't need to be there so that he can slot us in the right place. This is, in a way, an illustration of a church, how we get on together, how we need to live side by side each other. We might need to be trimmed a little bit to fit in. In verse 1 of 1 Peter 2, there's another therefore in there, isn't there? It's funny that was in the other passage we had. I think it begins with that. But it says that we need to rid ourselves of the things that keep us apart from each other. Things like malice and deceit, hypocrisy, envy and slander. Instead, we need the things that Jesus teaches us. Things like a newborn baby. You wouldn't give a newborn baby steak and chips, would you? Or pizza. That baby would want pure milk, and that's what Peter's speaking about here. Crave pure spiritual milk so we grow up into the things that will save us. Listen to Jesus' message, the things that he's told us, things he's spoken about himself in the Bible we can read. Peter denied Jesus three times. And Jesus wanted Peter to show that faith in him, and Peter did. And just the words at the end of that passage are there in verse 10. If you look at those, I think it's 9 and 10. And see what Peter says. Peter's gone on in his life with Jesus. And he knows that faith in Jesus now, and he wants others to have faith in Jesus too. And he writes this: "We're a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that we may declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once we were not a people, but we now are the people of God. Once we had not received mercy, but now we have received mercy." So praise God that he's got that faith and trust in us to be his people. And I'm sure Peter would say, let's try not to let him down and to go on trusting him in our lives, that he is the cornerstone on which we build our lives. So just a little prayer. Lord, thank you for all that you have given us, the trust you have placed in us to be your people. We bring our praise to you, the cornerstone, the foundation on which we can build our lives. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.